Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We were speaking about the most important thing God and Christ is doing and has been doing for these last 6,000 years. And I want to continue with this theme today. For what God and Christ is doing is building the church, and that is for a special purpose. They're building the church for a special purpose, and we'll get into that in a future broadcast. We proved from the Bible that Christ is the rock. The church is built on that rock, not Peter. It's built on Christ. He is the rock. 1 Peter 2 and 4, Christ is compared to a living stone. Notice what Peter has to say in 1 Peter 2 and verse 4. 1 Peter 2 and verse 4. Speaking to the church now, says, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Now, did you notice what it said, my friends? It says, coming to Christ, that is Christ, it's speaking of here, coming to Christ as a living stone. Christ is compared to a living stone, is likened to a living stone here. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that Christ is living, that the church, the foundation of the church and the temple, is attached to that living stone. It means that Christ is a living stone, unmovable, unshakable, and he is there to help you and me, to secure us in all of our troubles. That's what it means when it says Christ is a living stone. It says, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. He says, you, speaking to the church now, the true church of God, those that are willing to obey God, those that are willing to obey Christ, walk in his footsteps, those that have been baptized, repented and been baptized, have received God's Holy Spirit, and are walking in newness of life, changing their heart, their mind, their attitude, their conduct, to go God's way. That's whom he is speaking to. Says, you also as living stones. So he is calling the church living stones, or comparing the church of God to a living stone. Now, what does he mean here when he says a living stone, when he calls the church a living stone? You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, if you would go to a stone quarry and you would ask a mineralogist what a living stone is, he would tell you, well, a living stone is a stone that has such properties, such minerals and so on in it, such composition in it, that you can chisel on it, you can form it, you can mold it, you can shape it any size to fit anywhere that you want it. And you know, he may show you, we're filling an order right here for a certain size stone. But that's what Christ is saying to us, that we are a living stone. If you are a part of the true church of God, it means that you are someone that God the Father can correct, that he can correct by his word as you read, as you study, as you hear his word, and you realize that you haven't been living up to that part of his word, then you are that living stone that is willing to take that correction and shape your life accordingly. Now, of course, God the Father says he corrects every son that he loves, and that's another part of you being the living stone. If you take correction from God, then you are that living stone. And you have to be that living stone if you are a part of Jesus Christ's church, part of the church of God. It says you are a living stone being built up a spiritual house. So we're being built up from the time that we're called into the church of God, placed into the body of Christ. Then we are being built to fit. We're being formed and molded and shaped to fit perfectly into that temple, as it brings out in Ephesians 2, which we've brought out in a former broadcast on this program. It says, you are a holy priesthood. Yes, God says you are holy. If you're that living stone If you're in the true church of God, you are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Spiritual sacrifices only means that you're living God's way, that you're doing it God's way, that you're no longer going your way. You no longer want to do your thing, but you're changing from what you are, from the way you are, to the way that God the Father and Jesus Christ are. You're building, you're allowing them to build their mind, their attitude, their character in you. Verse 6, therefore it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Now the word believe here carries a connotation of obeying as well. Yes, we have to believe, but we have to obey. And it calls Christ that chief cornerstone that the church is built on, that the church, the foundation, and the temple that they are attached to. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. Yes, if we believe and if we obey, Christ is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. So if you don't believe, God's word is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. It says they stumble being disobedient. Yes, they stumble being disobedient, not wanting to obey the word of God. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. God calls his church, spiritual Israel, a holy nation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let's read verse 9 again here. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, his marvelous light called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, he called us out of the way of this world, out of the way of Satan, and the way that he goes, the way that he does things, the way of get and grab and destruction and so on, into the light of God's truth, into the way of living the truth. So what have we seen so far? Christ is the rock, the chief cornerstone, the church is built on, and that it is his church. He is the rock that it is built on, and it is his church. He said, I will build my church. Christ is likened to that living stone. Number 3, true Christians are likened to a living stone as well. And that means the kind of stone that God in Christ can form, mold, shape to fit perfectly in his temple, his house, his body. Now, is the New Testament era of God's church the first or the only church of God that's mentioned in the Bible? Israel was called the church in the wilderness. Notice what Paul said here in Acts 7 and verse 38, what Paul said about the congregation in the wilderness. Speaking of ancient Israel here, says, this is he who was in the congregation in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to us. So he called Israel the congregation in the wilderness. And it means, the congregation simply means assembly, a congregation, called out ones. The Greek word for church is ekklesia, and that's a word that Paul was using here. And it does not mean a physical, material building. It simply means a group, a congregation, an assembly. The church of God are those that have God's Spirit and are allowing God and Christ to rule them. The church is also called the flock. Notice what it says in Luke 12, verse 32. It says this. It says, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So it sounds like that this little flock is being prepared for a kingdom. And he calls his church a little flock. And indeed we are. And God began preparing a church, a congregation, an assembly with Abel. It could have been Adam and Eve, but they wanted no part of it. And it seems to be that way to this day, that very few, in comparison to the world's population, want to be a part of God's true church, because you have to obey laws and rules. If you are a part of God's true church, God's church is made up of those that have His Holy Spirit, and God only gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. You can read that in Acts 5, verse 32. Now, where would you find God's true church today? Where would you begin to look? Where would you search for God's true church if you started out to find God's true church? If you wanted to be a part of the true church of God, where would you find it? Where would you look? Would you look for a certain type of church house, certain type of building, a big, huge, fancy building? Would you look for a huge, universal congregation? If you were looking for God's true church, what would you look for? Well, I'll tell you where to look. And it will be very simple and easy to find if you are really searching for it in your heart and in your mind. Just look for that little flock, scattered here and there, that's living by God's word, obeying the Ten Commandments, including Saturday the Sabbath, because that is one of the Ten Commandments, and a very important one, because it has so much meaning when you understand what the Sabbath means and what it pictures. If you'd like more help in finding the Church of God that is founded upon the rock, on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, their teaching and their example, and Jesus Christ being that chief cornerstone, the word and the power that all is hinged to, then we invite you to request our free articles, The Small Church, the New Testament Example, and the article, The Narrow Way. All you have to do to receive those articles is just dial 1-800-611-8080 and ask for those articles, The Small Church, the New Testament Example, and the article, The Narrow Way. If you would like to fund the true church of God, if you'd like help in finding the true church of God. In the near future, we will get into the purpose of the church. But I can tell you right now that the most important thing that God and Christ are doing and have been doing ever since Abel, for almost 6,000 years now, is building the true church of God. And they are building that for a special purpose. And we will get into that in the near future.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.